You're listening to SBS News.
Owning a home wasn't on the radar for Jeremy Lawless before the COVID-19 pandemic.
I completed uni this year, and initially I didn't have an eye on saving for a house. But what COVID's done is it put off any kind of travel plans that I had. I was planning to go overseas. So COVID actually enabled me just to work and to save in that sense, which has then put me in a position where I actually think saving for a house is actually more realistic than I might have thought 6 months ago or a year ago.
Now the 24-year-old is committed to saving.
Now that I have been able to save a fair bit, and that's now something that I'm looking towards, I think I'll continue in that trend of really trying to save as much as I can and being more prudent with my finances and probably in a way that I wasn't pre-COVID, and I was probably a bit more reckless with what I spent my money on. But now that I've got that goal in mind, it's definitely something that I'm looking towards in the near future.
It's a habit 70% of young Australians are intending to maintain, according to new research from Mortgage Choice, a national network of brokers. Its survey also found that nearly 45% of young Australians are more likely to want to purchase a home now. But Susan Mitchell, the Chief Executive Officer of Mortgage Choice, says completing the process remains a complicated one for many people.
We found a third really have very, very little confidence that they actually understand how they would choose a loan, what features they want, how they find the best loan. And 1 in 10 have no confidence at all that they understand how to get a home loan process. So one of the things that a broker or talking to your lender is really good for is just to go through an education process, as well as to get a better insight as to how your individual circumstances would be treated by a bank.
Home buyer sentiment has risen to record levels following a low point from the pandemic in April last year, according to Graeme Cook from Finder's consumer research team.
We've seen the percentage of Australians who think it's a good time to buy increase steadily since then as the economy has recovered, and it's actually peaked at 67% in December, which is the highest positivity we've ever seen for the housing market.
Senior economist Andrew Wilson warns first home buyers need to act now to make the most of the opportunity.
As prices rise, they typically rise at a faster rate than first home buyers can save their deposits. So I think we've seen an acceleration in first home buyer activity because of the prospects and the fear of higher prices this year in most capital city markets.
House prices year on year were up in every capital city last month, except Melbourne.